Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Laurie and Company listeners. Thanks for tuning in. I've opened up the chat so you can go in there and talk, and I've put some links in there that you might be interested in. We're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff today. And again, I just encourage you to listen. Don't follow the show necessarily, but listen when the show is on, and then take that info and share it. Part of what we're trying to do is keep people in the loop without them having to spend a lot of time figuring out what to listen to and what not to. I'm not saying that I'm the only source out there. I'm saying that I feel like I'm curating good information and saves you time and energy by sharing it. And of course, do your own homework. That's probably how we got into this situation, by people trusting the government and trusting the media. The number to call in is 312-527-6779. And again, when you call in, your number doesn't show to anyone but me. And, you can just say your first name and where you're from. You don't have to worry about, having your details displayed online or talked about it during the show. So if you remember last week, I was mentioning to you that I've made a decision to do something that I think will have a big effect, and in small ways and in big ways, but sometimes taking things in small bites is actually a good way to get to the goal. We'll be talking about that a little bit more during this show. I also wanted to mention about the debut of Dinesh D'Souza's movie 2000 Mules, which really lays bare what happened on 2020 Election Day. And, this was an orchestrated by enemies of America, domestic and external, to overthrow the election results because they have the most to gain by staying in power. They have a lot of side businesses, a lot of inside information, a lot of lucrative endeavors that involve illegal activities. They don't want it exposed, and obviously they don't want to go to prison. But on top of it, they don't care about us, and they don't care about solving problems. They care about keeping power and lining their pockets. And unfortunately, it's not just Democrats, but it's mostly them. There are people who pretend to be conservatives and pretend to be Republicans that are not. I try to be fair, and I realize that if someone was holding, if I had a position of power and they said, you're going to vote this way or we're going to kill your kids, you're probably going to vote whatever way they want you to vote. So, we're dealing with very demonic, evil, ruthless thugs, and maybe even something bigger than that, maybe not of this world, entities. And I say that because, as I've mentioned in the past on other shows, supposedly Hitler's crew, his Nazi people, were going down to South Antarctica, and they went down there and were setting up camps or doing something down there. And so the U.S. military went down to see what they were doing, and that was headed by Admiral James Byrd. And He later on was on TV talking about how beautiful Antarctica was and how there was this like ice rim, and then on the other side was a lot of vegetation and animals, and that it's not Antarctica, it's not what we've been told it is. And so it's possible, and if we have to open up your brains and think about, it's possible that the Nazis were onto something, and that maybe they discovered ancient civilization there, or maybe the UFOs, people who, you know, are into alien stuff. Maybe there was a base there, but they were getting advanced technology, and that's partly why the Alliance, Americans, and the Brits, and I guess the Russians too, decided to basically take all the research that the German scientists, the Nazi scientists, were working on, and import them into their own countries. It's called Operation Paperclip, and try to expand on what they had gathered. And apparently they decided that it was too much for us, you know, little peons to digest, so they kept it to themselves. But if you want to know more about this subject, there's a book by Steve Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, called Empire Under the Ice. And I also think that L.A. Marzulli has a lot of info on this subject as well. And there's a lot of other people, too, but they're dead now, if you catch my drift. So the bottom line is that there's something way bigger than what we understand at stake as well as going on. And I would like to go back, you know, be in La La Land, but unfortunately that's not the solution. People that we entrusted to protect us and guard us didn't do their jobs because they were more worried about their own safety and their own fat paychecks. They didn't care about us, but we're supposed to respect them. And if you're listening to this, you know I'm talking about you. You put let civilians go through hell, have their lives destroyed, have people put in prison like Roger Stone, had Alex Jones' business and employees be in jeopardy of losing their jobs, and having him audited and having him on trial and accused of all kinds of crap, all because you let the shadow government get out of control because you were too cowardly to stand up to it. And that's my opinion. If you don't like it, too bad. And those are just a few examples. There's many more. Nesta Souza was put in prison for taking donations for a friend of his that was running for office. Obama put him in prison. Obama put another filmmaker in prison. Obama left our people behind in Benghazi and let them be slaughtered. Same thing in Iraq. He just left them and left all the equipment and all the billions in technology behind. Right? These people are not only incompetent, but they don't care who dies in their wake by their stupidity. So we have to realize that there's going to be a reckoning, and it's not going to be pretty. And that means that the other side, the shadow government, the cabal, whatever you want to call it, they're going to do something horrible to prevent them from going down. And I think it's going to be another false flag like 9/11 was. And yes, 9/11 was a false flag. Anyway, speaking of false flags and 9/11, I reached out to the Towers. .org, which is a group that tries to help people who are the widows or people who were affected by that day, who either were killed on 9/11 or were hurt in the line of duty, like a lot of the firemen and other police and other first responders were. Okay, that's T, like the letter tunnel, T, two, the number two, T.org. All right, so getting back to what I want to talk to you about. It's really easy just to keep doing the routine that we're used to. Going to fancy department stores and, you know, buying our clothes from there and buying our our vitamins from Amazon because you've got Prime, whatever it's called, Prime membership, and so you get, you know, free shipping. Amazon is not a friend of America. Okay, they are very, you know, they pretend to be like this great company, but they're not. They're leftist to the point of being Marxist, and they're just like Starbucks, who says that they don't want to have conservative money, or the left when they, you know, petition, go after and protest at Chick-fil-A because Chick-fil-A's owner said that he was for one man, one woman marriage. I mean, these people are insane, and we really don't want to be part of their insanity. And that means taking really big steps to change how things are. So I want you to go around your house and look in your cupboards, look at, you know, what you've been buying. You've been buying, in most cases, a lot of people are using protein powder for shakes now. They're using, buying fitness bars, I guess you would call them, nutrition bars, and especially because they're easy to pack and take on trips or have as snacks when you're on a road trip or when you're, you know, going to be working late, you need a little pick-me-up or whatever. So that's a very popular item. And look in your, what you're drinking. A lot of people are finally not drinking soda, and they're drinking sparkling water and things like that. But, you know, there's a lot of really good fitness drinks out there that have metabolic support as well as taste good, as well as have vitamins, have a, you know, boost in them, healthy boost. All right, so then go look under your cabinet of your sink. Look with all the bottles and things you have down there, stuff you bought. Just, oh, yeah, I think I'm out of that. And you buy, you know, some, you know, dish detergent or dishwasher pellets or furniture polish, stuff for cleaning the floors, stuff for cleaning the counters. I mean, there's so many things that we all are buying for our running our household. Then go into the bathroom and look at the same thing. You know, you have bath bombs in there, and you have bath oil, and you have your morning routine for cleaning your, doing your facial routine, washing your face, doing, you know, your makeup, all the things, hair styling aids, shampoos, all this. You have lots of stuff in that bathroom. Then go into your kids' room and see what they have. What you have been buying for them, just, you know, wipes and baby shampoo and all the stuff that goes into taking care of kids. And then think about your pets and think about the stuff you're buying for them. And look at what you're buying in vitamins and supplements, and are they working, and do you feel good about them? Well, that's what I'm talking about when I talk about making small changes that make big ripples, and we'll get to that in the next part. I want to encourage you to call in 319-527-6779. And Joe of Montana, who I spoke to a couple of days ago, I need you to contact me with your address so I can send you your gift for calling into the show. I give favors to people. If they give their info, I can send it to them. And Joe has called a few times. He's always interesting. And I think always has something of value to contribute. So thank you, Joe, for trying to be nice and call into the show. All right, so I don't know whether you're in the chat. Let me see if there's anybody in there. Sometimes it seems like there's a lot of people in there. Today there isn't, but you're welcome to go in there and just talk amongst yourself. All right, so getting back to my thing, show notes. About fall to ball. And that lays out, it's done by Dutch researchers, and my husband's from Holland, so I pay attention to other news outside of the controlled news in America that has people like Cenk Unger, the young Turk, spewing his crap. I mean, his relatives all were behind them, genocide of Armenians and Albanians. They killed all the Christians, the Turks did. Yeah. But he's giving us advice and telling us what to do and talking about our country. Go back to where you came from, Tink, whatever your name is. That's who our news is coming from, communist, leftist, Marxist. rejects from other countries, people who hate our country, they're telling us, you know, that we've got to listen to them. So you've got to get your news from other sources because they're paid off and they're nation wreckers. And they should be put on trial for treason and sedition because that's what they did. All the people that have been injured by this jab that was put out, all the kids that have missed on their lives, had their lives wrecked up by being locked down, had their education and their learning dismantled, disabled, had missed out on parties and friends and making college decisions and being able to go and go traveling and explore other places or check out different colleges before they made a decision. All the turmoil and the wreckage that this freaking leftist evil cabal has done, and then they have Fauci on TV saying, "Oh, I guess we were wrong," you know, and Bill Gates on media saying, "Oh, you know, we were wrong. It wasn't as detrimental to young people as we thought." They knew damn well what they were doing. I repeat, Event 201, that was an event that was held at Johns Hopkins University because they're part of the cabal, and they had all those old bigwigs come back in October of 2019, I guess it was, and they, or maybe a little bit sooner than that, I should check, but it was called Event 201, and it was televised, and they talked about how they were going to use what they learned at this, you know, brainstorming session on how to handle a pandemic. It wasn't for that purpose. It was held to decide how they were going to shut down the economy, take over in the aftermath, and wreck small businesses and wreck people's lives and make us comply. And they also, at the same time, get to jab us so that the population gets reduced. And that's the ugly truth, okay? That's part of what's changing it so that people are no longer fertile. And that's going to come out, and people are going to realize what criminal demons these people are, and they will not be able to show themselves. They will have to go into lockdown themselves because too many people have lost their loved ones, too many people have had their health wrecked, too many people are not able to have children now, all because of what this demonic force did. And that's what we're up against, people. That's what we're up against. I hate to break it to you, but it's way, way worse than that even. I'm giving you the small doses because most people can't handle it. All right, so look at that link that I put there. As I mentioned in the past, I had set up the fundraiser for Rawhide Ranch on my site to talk about it, but I'm having difficulties in getting the fundraiser to display properly. And so it is going on, and I believe it's going to be fine. I can see that there have been people, at least aware of the fundraiser. But I think the problem is it's not a fundraiser from my organization, so it's not like I can have full access to it. So it shows that there's donors, but it doesn't show the amount, and a lot of them have decided to just donate directly to Rawhide Ranch, which you can find their address listed on my website, blog.laurabella, but you can also see it on rawhideranch.com. And, you know, that's fine because they know what they need. They are doing classes now and doing more, not just summer camp programs, but doing more academic classes, charter school affiliated, accredited, et cetera. So it's what I saw and what I thought was going to happen is happening, and that's great, especially because, we have more kids than ever, that need to go there for nurturing and for enrichment. And I got a notice from OurRescue.org that they had rescued 82 kids just a couple of weeks ago, and I can post that info for you. I'll put it up on the blog.laurabella.com. I'm going to need a lot of help and to get back up to snuff academically, but also emotional. And so, you know, there will be a need for what I call healing camps or healing centers. You know, it's going to take a while, but, you know, we've got to start and we've got to work together. All right, so getting back to my story about big, small changes, big ripples. All right, so I'm going through your kitchen and your bathroom, looking at what you have in makeup, looking at what you have for your children in their personal care. And think about, like if you have a baby and they're on the, think about what kind of stuff you're using on your floors to clean them, assuming that you have tile or you have, you know, washable hard surface floors. So think about what they're being exposed to and touching. And your skin is your biggest organ and it absorbs a lot. And so years and years ago, decades ago, had found out about a company that was trying to make natural products for the household and for personal care. And I started using them, and I liked them. And I just was a consumer. Like most of the people who know about this company, they're just consumers. They sign up to get the membership price for their products, because it definitely saves you like 30-40%, sometimes more. And their issue. All the people do it as a business, which, you know, it's basically direct marketing. It's a referral business, and it's not multi-level marketing. It's strictly you build up a team, and you have you know, people who are members under you, and you can earn a little or a lot depending on, you know, how big you make it and how much effort you put into it. So that's another idea of a plan B, that you could do it as a business, but it's going to take work and it's going to take a while. It's not like, you know, something that it's like everything that's worthwhile, it takes effort. Well, if nothing else, if you like the products, you can, you know, sell them yourself to friends and family, and then you can encourage them to become members so that they can enjoy the savings. So it's kind of like a buying club, I guess you would say. But more than that, it's very green, it's very economical, and it's very cost-effective, and I'll tell you about that in a moment.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own-cold-foam adventure?
That's right, and no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. Getting back up on my feet.
Okay, thanks for hanging on after the break song. I like that song. It's called Winner, and that's how we have to start acting and behaving like we're winners not victims, we're winners, okay? And this goes back to what President Trump said about that we're going to get tired of winning. This is the next part. But it's been a real long, slow slog battle to get to this part. And, you know, if we were, if Trump was truly the Nazi that the left demonized him to be and pretended that he was, they would have all been dead, okay? They would have been the media, the people in high places, the people in Congress. It would have just been taken out. It's very easy to have special ops go in and do a job, okay? If Trump was the Hitler that they pretend he is, they would be dead, okay? What they've done is so horrific and so horrible that most people can't handle it. And it involves more than just treason and sedition and fomenting riots and having innocent people killed. It involves torturing and selling of humans, selling secrets. It involves giving away our national security. It involves selling us out. And it's bad, people, okay? And I only tell you this because we are going to have to see some big, major changes. And I'm not talking about secession, you know, that we break away from the rest of the country. I'm talking about we put it back to the way it was supposed to be and not what they've done to it. All right, so I'm saying to you that this this plan B, this idea that I've been working on, and it's green. Well, for one thing, how this company, this is a company that's based in Idaho, that's so all U.S. made, all using to natural solutions, using products that are renewable products, ingredients that are good for you, that you don't have to worry about giving you cancer. It's by a good group of people. It's been around since founders, I think from 1985, started the company. And the company is called Melaleuca, and some people have heard of it. Some people pass it off like, oh, that's, you know, soap products. It's not. It has a very big, over 400 products that they're, you know, making. And they're making them here, and they're employing people here. But what's nice is that they send it directly to their consumer. So that also saves you time and money because you're not going out shopping for it. What I'm guilty of is that I do a lot of impulse buying. Like I'll be out and I go, I think I'm out of that. And I get it and I go home and I see I'm not out of it. I have it, you know, so I have to figure out where to put it because I, you know, have an extra one now. So what I like about this concept, what they're doing, the direct marketing, is that you have a chance to figure out what you want to buy and, you know, you put it on your list or you put it in your cart and you just send it out, just submit it, and you get your order in a couple of days and it's right to your door and it's nice and easy. It saves gas. It saves time. And also it saves the environment because you're not, you can buy the actual cleaning product and dilute it, put it into the bottle that comes with that particular product, and then you can just keep reusing that bottle. And so you're not having stuff go to the landfill. So that makes sense. And you're also not wasting gas going out and getting the stuff because it's being sent right to you. And a lot of companies that we think are, you know, not corporations, are corporations like PepsiCo and Kellogg's and Mars and General Mills. They make all kinds of other products, Johnson & Johnson, Kraft, Nestle, Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, aren't necessarily helping America. They're not necessarily made with good ingredients, natural, safe ingredients. And what they're doing with that power, since they are getting a big share of the market, they're buying elections by funding Democrats and nation wreckers and people who will write policies that, you know, help the party that's actually doing the most destruction. So So what is called non-durable consumer goods, we purchase them month after month and we use them and we have to go out and get some more, things like toothpaste and dish soap and laundry detergent, body lotion, soap. So they have these other corporations. They have the share, the biggest share of the market. And these companies are controlled by just a handful of mega corporations. So when you think you're buying natural products, in a lot of cases, they're not. Those natural companies have been absorbed by giant corporations, or they're part of to be the cabal that has helped to destroy small businesses by making it so only, like what we saw during the lockdown, only essential companies that were picked and chosen to stay open were allowed to be open, like Walmart and Target and the food stores. Other smaller businesses, smaller cafes, et cetera, they were told to shut down. So they decided who got to stay in business and who got to pay their mortgages and who got to keep their employees that they may have had for years. So they really created havoc by what they did with the lockdown and the fake pandemic. And yes, people did die during the pandemic, but a lot of people were told they had COVID when they actually had flu. And that's a whole other story. Look in the chat for a link there you can look into. Studies show that nearly 63% of the price you pay for consumer goods add no value to the end consumer. So billions of dollars each year are used to purchase advertising with media companies, on distribution and big box stores. Spending that money on better, safer ingredients in a company that supports freedom is a better option. So what am I getting to? So imagine if everyone just decided, not everyone, but a good more people decided, I'm not going to buy on Amazon. I don't buy on Amazon. I'm not going to, shop in these big corporations. I'm going to try to support family businesses and farms. And the other good part about company Melaleuca is doing is that they are sourcing their ingredients for their products, and then that helps local economy as well. So they have really turned into a major player with billions in sales and many, many people that are part of it, and it's all made in America, and I think that's great, but they're also selling internationally now. So anyway, the reason I'm telling you about this is that whether you're interested in having what I call a plan B, where you have a little nest egg on the side with what you're doing, or you build it into a business. I mean, this is one of the only few companies I know of besides insurance companies that gives you a residual income. So who you bring to the company as a buyer, as a consumer, that you could actually keep that person, and you get a little referral fee from them every time they shop. So it's a really interesting company. But what I like about it too is that they have a good support system. They have beautiful visual aids and marketing help, and they have a support site that gives you answers, and it's a nice group of people that care about what their motto is, enhancing people's lives. I mean, I can see that they are trying to find products that can help, whether it's fitness bars and protein shakes to products that are good for people with sensitive skin, environmentally are safe for the environment, that are using natural solutions to solve the problems. They have pure essential oils. I mean, their product line keeps expanding
I remember years ago, it was a very, you know, small group of products that they had, and it was the Melaleuca plant was at the source of all of their products. They've expanded it quite a bit. They have makeup, they have skincare, they have things for to use on your children. A lot of people are into essential oils. They have, they call it the farmer's market. You know, really, really good products that do what they're supposed to do. And this is a company that they've been, you know, under siege trying to get them to sell out and, you know, become part of the corporation, the cabal, so to speak. And they refuse to do that because they want to be independent. And they also want to be able to help other companies, other people start a business, or at least that you get rewards for your loyalty. You know, they make it so that you can just earn points basically for watching informational videos, and then that goes towards your loyalty points, and then you can use those loyalty points towards your products, so you get free products. Or you can get free shipping if you spend a little bit more. I mean, it's very, very well thought out, and it's, I really think the products do what they say they're going to do, and, you know, they're very good about not over-promising. They have a product for, you know, fat burning. They have a product for vitality, you know, supplements, stuff to help you sleep, which I'm ordering, the Rest Easy. So, you know, there's a lot of things on there that you are using every day and you have on your shelf that you're not even aware of. So every month you commit to $70 that you normally would spend at the food store, and you spend it with them, and that helps them to plan their purchases so that they can make the products. And, you know, it's kind of like a win-win solution, I think. So I hope if you want to be in my group, you know, just contact me directly at the 855-201-6152. And if everyone is listening, would just think about it, I think that they might find that they wish they had heard about it sooner. Because, you know, when you go to your local food store, they're not giving you they give you like a discount with the membership or whatever, but it's not like you get a referral because you bring someone with you to that food store to buy products or whatever. Or when you recommend, you know, these protein bars that you think are really fabulous, it's not like the company sends you some money for doing their advertising for them. This is really like a game changer to do it this way, where you get referrals. You get people who want to just buy the products and don't want to do it as a business. But if they do want to do it as a business, you can also enjoy the benefits of having some write-offs. And on top of it, you can make up to $600 without having to do a 1099. So, you know, you could have enough that you earn that, you know, could pay for a trip or pay for a summer camp for your kid to go to, or pay for new equipment for your kid's sports endeavors. I mean, everyone is always looking for a way to save money and also, you know, if they can, earn money. This is not asking you to do anything that you're not normally doing or buying things that you don't normally buy. And the pricing is very similar, if not better, than what is at the department stores and at the food stores right now. It's not like you're paying, you know, a lot more. As a non-member, it's not as desirable, but the member pricing is really good. And you know you're getting it from a U.S.-made, U.S.-controlled company that has U.S. employees at it. I mean, it really is a no-brainer. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you today. And if you're interested, please contact me. I mean, you can be in my group. If you don't want to, that's fine too. But my team, I would like it to be people that, you know, are people that I've reached out to, not just strangers, because it's important that, you know, we help one another during these rough times. This is a great way to save money and also save time. And also just the convenience of not having to go out. I told you before that I live kind of far from town. Normally I have so many errands to do when I do go to town, but I always end up seeming like I forget something anyway. So this is a great way to get organized, because, and also in a way save money, because you're not going to buy stuff that you don't need. So you just every month make your shopping cart and send it off, and it comes to you a couple of days later. And I think that's very convenient, and especially with the price of gas right now, thanks to Joe Biden. And it's not Putin making the gas high. We've got plenty of gas, plenty of oil. We had enough oil to sell extra to the world. Okay, this is a planned recession, because this is, if you read Jonathan Cahn's books on Harbinger theories, these recessions, you know, come every 7 years, because they keep screwing things up, and then they have to, you know, do something radical to fix it. Oh, we need to give a bailout, you know, all this stuff. Okay, these are incompetent morons, crooks that are running the show, like Yellen and the rest of the scumbags. You know, they keep messing with stuff they shouldn't be messing with. So most of the depressions and recessions have been caused by the Federal Reserve, which was never federal, never voted on by the people, and was started as a way to give money to the Rothschilds and the rest of the scumbags that are in the little club. Okay? When you pay your taxes, you're not paying it to the U.S. Treasury. You're paying it to these scumbags. Yeah. Anyway, the number is 319-527-6779. And for the people out there who, you know, want to blame Jews for the problems, because there's a lot of Jewish people, like George Soros is supposedly a Jew, even though he rounded up his own people and stole from them and helped the Nazis and was proud about it, as he told Steve Croft on 60 Minutes. And even though, like Yellen and so many others in the Federal Reserve are Jews, they're not really Jews, okay? That might be their ethnic heritage, but they are not practicing good, decent Jews, okay? They give Jews a bad reputation. Just like, you know, people put down Mormons. I mean, it's always, you know, there's always a few that wreck it for the rest. But the Jews that are in charge of the Federal Reserve, they're not practicing Jews. They're fake Jews, just like Kissinger is a fake Jew. These aren't people that, you know, practice their faith or are afraid of offending the Lord or being disconnected to the Lord. These are people that are atheist communists, and they have Jewish backgrounds, but they are not Jews, okay? So don't be putting down Jews and making out like, oh, it's the Jews' fault, or, you know, the Jews, like my favorite thing I hear about a lot is, not my favorite thing, but one of the things that I've heard a lot is that, you know, there weren't any Jews present during 9/11, you know, they all took the day off. That's not true. There are people from every faith, every ethnic background, atheists, Hindus, Sikhs, Democrats, Republicans. I mean, on 9/11, the thousands of people that died that day, and also the, you know, the first responders, Port Authority, and the firemen, and the cops, and the security guards, all these people, you know, they were from every walk of life, every income bracket, every faith, every denomination, every ethnic background. So, you know, don't be thinking that, you know, some conspiracy of the Jews. This is what's going on, the people that are in the cabal, the people that are doing the human trafficking. I don't even think that they're I don't even want to say that they're people. I think that they are some kind of very ruthless, very evil force that is occupying people, because, you know, who could do what they have done once you find out what they've done? I mean, the torturing of kids, the satanic ritual abuse, the human sacrifice, like you can't be a human and do that. You know, to be a grown man and to have possessing you to make you do that, it's not human. Right? If you want to know more about, you know, what is coming out, Ryan Reynolds' wife, Blake Lively, got involved with this sex trafficking expose, and she has had enough guts to say publicly, you know, what she's seen and been told is going on, and she, you know, puts words to the unspeakable acts, and then she explains what the unspeakable acts are. And so you have to be in the right frame of mind when you hear it, because, you know, it's ugly, especially when you realize that, you know, these are people. I mean, how can a person do that to a child? Well, you know, how do you think the police and the FBI and the other good people fighting this feel when they see what's going on? You know, it's enough to totally destroy your mental state and, you know, cause depression. And, you know, I didn't ask to see and hear about all this. It's just, you know, unfortunately, I stumbled into it and started having nightmares about it and things like that. But there are people who are trying to fight this, and they need help. And two of those organizations I have on my website, OurRescue.org and That's for Child Rescue.org, and there's many other groups that are connected, groups that provide care after the people are rescued, after the kids are rescued, charities and organizations, churches. You know, it's a big monumental undertaking. And the more people that are aware of it, the faster we can solve this problem, or at least hamper it. I mean, President Trump did more to stop the human trafficking problem than any president before him. And he started rolling up the pedophile rings, and that's why they had to demonize him, because it was cutting into their bottom line. You know, billions are involved in this industry, this operation. And President Trump made it law that if you are connected to sex trafficking, human trafficking, pedophilia rings, that kind of thing, you know, media, movies that show, you know, child abuse, child sex, those kind of things, President Trump made it that you have your assets seized. So that's why the left and the demon rats and the other scumbags went after President Trump, because he was costing them money. He made it that their assets get seized if you're connected to it. And guess who's connected to it? People that are very famous are connected to it. Yeah. If you want to know more about that, go on duckduckgo.com, which is not as regulated as Google is. Sex trafficking, child trafficking, stars that are pedophiles, you know, it'll come up. So, you know, do your own homework and educate yourself, because this is pathetic that this is a worldwide problem and that nothing's being done. And you have these stupid Democrat idiots talking about, you know, the about the abuse of blacks and all this kind of stuff. They're the ones that founded the KKK. They're the ones that did segregation. They're the ones that tried to block Civil Rights Act going through that the Republicans are pushing until they could get credit for it. And they're the ones that don't talk about the modern-day slavery problem. Okay, it's not just the past. It's modern-day. So they're not They're not looking out for you. They don't care about you. All right. So moving on to the next thing. I understand that it's difficult to keep up with everything that's being coming out. And it's easier just to put your head in the sand and forget about it. And, you know, hope that it doesn't affect you. What we found out during the lockdown was, you know, seeing what our kids are being taught and the indoctrination and the Common Core commie curriculum that Obama instituted by making sure that the schools got rid of their textbooks and put in his crap that he worked on with terrorist Bill Ayers back in the 1990s on the Woods Foundation project that was funded by the Annenbergs, which are part of the cabal, part of the Fabian Socialist group that thinks there's too many people, and that, you know, they, of course, they don't have to, you know, sign up to die, but then the problem killing us. So they started this curriculum change, this critical race theory indoctrination bullcrap that teaches black people that, you know, whites hate you and all this stuff, considering what kind of problems, you know, the rioting and the crime that's created by mainly, you know, cities run by Democrats. Considering what they've done and how they've changed that country, they're lucky that there isn't more animosity between the races. Americans, you know, we, out of many, one. Okay, we come from all walks of life, all different views, all different backgrounds. But what brings us together is that we are supposed to be a united people under one flag that believes in the principles of America, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not the guarantee of happiness, not the guarantee of being wealthy or famous, but you just have the right to pursue it, and that you don't get special treatment just because you're black or just because you're an illegal alien in the country. You get the same treatment as everyone else. I mean, can we just agree on that one point alone? Colleges that our tax dollars built to be for U.S. citizens, and that if the foreigners want to come to it, they actually have to pay the same, if not more, and that they don't take the spot of a U.S. citizen. But that's so radical to expect that, especially when we're paying the bonds and the taxes and the Melrose on these schools. I don't think so. I think we've been too nice. And we can break away from their control by starting our own businesses, growing our own food, like Victory Gardens, during the World War II, people had Victory Gardens, try to help offset the cost so that they could pay for the war because it was very expensive. What I'm doing with Luca, I think that's a good step. You can just offer products that InfoWars stores has that El Luca doesn't have. So, you know, maybe you want to get your products from them, keep them in business. Or, you know, there's a lot of other smaller businesses out there. I know that I mentioned one of the previous shows that a company called Zoo Lily is getting products from small farms, family farms, trying to promote those farms. You know, you have Michael Lindell showing on his own website a section called My Store, and he has entrepreneur products listed on them and for sale to help entrepreneurs. I have other sources for other stores that and our platforms that can help promote your business or your service, and that's partly what the Blog Talk Radio platform is about, is to give people a chance to be heard and to talk about their products or their invention or whatever it is that they're working on. And I knew someone a while ago that was taking ocean water and desalinating it, can't even say it, taking the salt out of it and doing something to it to make it kind of like an infused water drink. And I was like so shocked that, you know, out in, you know, this little rural area that someone was basically doing something very innovative like that. So I'm interested in speaking to people who are makers and creators, movers and shakers, and that's what we need more than ever. As far as being a guest on the show or being a co-host, it's a very easy thing to do. Just call into the number and talk like we're on a phone call. And, you know, you want to schedule that, send me an email. You can send it to LoriParish@consultant.com. Parish with two R's at consultant.com. Or call 855-201-6152 directly. All right, so we're down to the last part of the show. I wanted to talk a little bit more about about what's happening with the left attacking the justices' houses. The left has gone to Judge Kavanaugh's house and Samuel Alito, Justice Alito's house, basically saying, you can't overturn Roe v. Wade. We need to have that. So it's a federal crime, was punishable by a year in prison, to try to intimidate a justice or a judge for that matter, but especially a federal justice. So why isn't Joe Biden having the FBI arrest these people? Why are the January 6th protesters that were swept up into this false flag setup that was created by the cabal and their hired scum in dirty FBI and dirty CIA and the Antifa that was there and all the videos that people that were there took? I mean, we had civilians there, you stupid Democrats. We have the evidence on all of it. You're trying to keep these people that, you know, were, a lot of them were veterans, a lot of them were militiamen there to observe and to watch. There were journalists there. You know, there were people that were at the rally that weren't actually at the Capitol, but somehow, you know, they're getting harassed by the government because they happened to be at a Trump rally that day. I mean, this is outrageous. This is the kind of crap you see in Venezuela and every other country that's been taken over by stupid-ass socialist Democrats. You just wreck whatever you touch. You're just revolting. And then for you to act like the patriots that were there at the January 6th Capitol to observe the certification of a bogus election that was bogus to anyone with half a brain cell. You know, when you paper over the windows and you close down the count and you come back with more ballots and you have the ballots that are the count that's showing on the TV suddenly going backwards because you've shown up with a bunch of ballots from your, you know, hired scum, that we're not supposed to notice that or be upset by it. You have these machines that are rigged and connected to the internet. That's already been shown. Okay, you have all kinds of evidence that's on frankspeech.com. And on top of it, you have the latest part of it, which is that they have the movie 2000 Rules by Dinesh D'Souza showing how they went about it. Where you basically have ballot harvesting going on, dropping off a bunch of ballots, being paid by the ballot. That's why these lazy people that they hire were too lazy to fill out the whole ballot. They just marked, you know, Joe Biden. As if that was, you know, the person didn't care about any other local issue or any other office, just Joe Biden, I got to vote for Joe Biden. Okay, we don't want to be part of your depravity. Okay, you are so freaking evil. And I know that you are going to pay very deeply, very significantly for your crimes. So you should be looking over your shoulder, people that did this. All you people that were hired to steal an election, I think you have to do because, you know, Trump is so bad, so evil. Name what was so bad about what he did? He tried to secure the border. He tried to create jobs. He got us energy independent. We were selling our excess oil to countries that really need it, that are, you know, are going through hard times because of what Joe Biden has done. And President Trump was trying to bring back America's greatness and pride, and that we are the leaders and we deserve to be number one in the world because we're still the best hope for having a free and peaceful world. You know, do you want to be in communist China right now? Guess what? They're locking up their people in their apartment buildings and not letting them come out, and they're starving them to death. They don't care. They've got billions. They don't have enough concern for the individual in China. They don't care if they have to clean up, you know, 500,000 bodies. They don't care more where that came from. Is that what you want? That people in America are under the same horrific management as communist China is? You want to have that country that just released this pandemic supposedly on us? I think Fauci had a lot to do with it and allowing it and doing gain-of-function studies in places like China in Ukraine. Do you want to have it be that we live like they do in communist China, where you don't have any say, you don't have any rights, that you can be locked in your own apartment building to starve to death because they don't want to let you out? I just hope that people start waking up. Get over to frankspeech.com. Get over to Getter, GETTR.com. Get over to Gab, and to Parler, and to Truth Social. Get off of Twitter. Get off of Facebook. They are controlled by enemies of America. And I hate to say that, but you know, those are the ones that censored me, that blocked me, and you know, put up a picture that wasn't offensive, but they, you know, had some of their robot troll hired scumbags making complaints against me, and so suddenly I'm depersoned and deplatformed, and you know, the stuff that was done to me is unbelievable, and I don't even feel like I live in the same country I grew up in. That's how bad it is. And of course, they don't do it to the Democrats. You know, if the Democrat got censored, they'd be all upset. But they do it to anyone that's making sense or presenting a different view or facts that can open up eyes. So you have, I was talking about before, and this began about the illusion of choice. You have basically like 10 companies that control everything. There's hundreds of consumer goods brands in our country, and the vast majority of them are all owned and controlled by just a handful of mega corporations. Even when you think you're buying natural products, in many cases, that those natural companies have been absorbed into the giant corporations. And then the giant corporations control the advertising, and they control the media, and then they also, like Nestle and other companies, Kraft Heinz, General Mills, Johnson & Johnson, you know, they are told what to do by their boards, and they don't care whether there's chemicals in the products or GMOs in the products. They don't really care because they've got such a big share of the market that they don't have to improve their products or work at making them safer or better or actually, you know, performing well. So I'm advocating that you break away and do try to help support small businesses, help support companies that are pro-American, companies that aren't funding Democrats who wreck up anything they touch. You name one Democrat-run city or state that's doing a good job. You know, like here in California, you have San Bernardino that's broke. You have Sacramento that's broke. You have San Francisco that's broke. They've taken over with using illegal aliens as reason to have representation. They've taken over San Diego, which used to be a very red, very conservative area of California. That's been hijacked too. And, you know, these aren't people that, you know, should be in power because they're so, you know, brilliant in their ideas and their ways of solving problems. These are people that are crooks that have no issue with staying in power through illegal means and, you know, fraud and cheating. I mean, these are the worst among us, not the best. So keep that in mind. All right, so with the Valley Center Stampede that's coming up, vcstampede.com, that's going to be a major event, I think, and also Valley Center Western Days. And, you know, a lot of organizations are behind it and local businesses. And so that makes a big difference when you get community support. I think that the summer camp, the art camp at the Rock Ranch is worth talking about. And that is, more information on that is at rockranchvalleycenter.com. I really hope that we start having more art classes in the Green Art House over in Fallbrook. Has a great studio there by the Pala Mesa Resort. On the Stampede Rodeo Memorial Festival, that's going to have the, you know, bronco riding and the steer wrestling, and they have a live band coming, and I think that the rodeo actually starts at 2, but the gates open at 11. And the Memorial Festival part of it is free. The general admission is 20. And military 15. And kids under 6, under 12 are 15. And local businesses are supporting this, which is helpful. And there's a pageant thing going on as well. But, you know, it's a really nice way to get the community out. So I hope that you come to it on the 27th and 28th, Memorial Day weekend. And that's V like victory, C like, want more information on that. All right, let's see. If you want to call in, ask a question, 319-527-6779. You know, I realize that you can't have a business easily if you're complaining about the government or complaining about, you know, Democrats or whatever it is. You know, I have no reason to do this except that I really care about my country and I don't want to be feeling like I could have said more and I didn't. You know, I know my personal experience that with my relatives on the East Coast, somehow all of them got the bad vax and they have magnetic arms where they received it. They also got COVID after they got the vax, the jab. And in my brother's case, he knew something was wrong immediately and he died a long drawn, painful, horrible death months later. And he would have lived longer. He would have died sooner, but he had extra weight on him. He wasn't fat. He was just a big guy, like 6'4". And it, you know, very healthy, never did drugs, never more than a couple of beers a week. You know, he's just very, very nice man. And if they had the ability to help him, they, you know, the where he lived, his area is pretty rural, and you know they weren't able to do anything for him. They weren't even able to keep him out of pain. And he was on CBD and all that other stuff. So, you know, we need to get our health back away from these big mega corporations, because they are rather drugs than come up with a cure. You know, they don't care that, you know, children cancer rates and autism, you know, that those are much higher than they've ever been. They don't want to know, you know, what's causing it or why it's happening. They just want to keep taking drugs and doing chemo and having big farm get grants from, you know, doing research, and the grants are extended to the colleges. And of course, if you're a researcher at a college, you're not going to turn down grant money because you want to work on what you're, you know, researching. But they also have had cases where professors from American colleges have sold out their research that we pay for with our tax dollars to, and that just happened recently, which the news, of course, made sure most people didn't know about. So whether you know it, you might not know it, but the Rockefellers took over education by having the foundation, and then they made it that the schools, colleges had to be very strict on what their curriculum was. They weren't allowed to talk about, you know, alternative medicine or, you know, even natural therapies or Chinese medicine, which is, you know, has very ancient holistic background. They had to push basically the drugs, and, you know, that you solve illnesses with drugs. Yeah, there are a lot of drugs that do great things, but it's also something you could figure out what is causing the problem. There's a pharmacist named Susie Cohen who comes up with, she realized that people were having all kinds of other illnesses associated with the drugs they were getting, and she started doing her own research, and she realized that the drugs that they were being prescribed were conflicting with the other drugs that they were on, and that the doctors didn't understand the medicines well enough to know all this. I mean, this is too much for the doctors to realize, like, oh, if you're taking this and that, that might actually cause more problems. So her website is Susie Cohen, Ask Susie, I think it's called, and, you know, really check into it. I'm not saying that you should get your medical advice off of the internet, but you have to realize that, you know, it's a big multi-billion dollar industry, and they have more incentive to keep us on drugs and unhealthy than they do to cure us. I also know that people are listening to Bill Gates, who Bill Gates is a college dropout, and he's a weasel and a worm, and he just tested positive for COVID-19, and he says, I'm fortunate to be vaccinated and boosted. All right, if you were vaccinated and boosted, you shouldn't be getting COVID. Everyone I know who got the jab got COVID. Okay, I know people who didn't get the jab who also got COVID, but they got over it, like 96% did. So for people to be thinking that somehow they are only getting COVID, it would have been, what, real bad COVID if they hadn't had the booster and the vaccination? It's not a vaccination. It's a jab full of junk. And you want to know more about that, I suggest you start at vax VaxxChoice.com, VaxxChoice.com. And, you know, that I have to be afraid about what I say and what I do, and that I'm going to be in trouble because I'm, you know, talking about this stuff. Speaking up. I mean, if you take people, if you make it that people can't even trust their doctor and their own government, then really you take away a lot of reasons why people are law-abiding, peaceful people. I mean, you start messing with us like that, you're going to have a revolt on your hands. And I'm not advocating violence, I'm not advocating rioting, but if this was in reverse, where, you know, they rounded up Democrats and gave them a jab and it was killing them left and right and making them sick, you think that the Democrats wouldn't be rioting? Of course they would. That's all they know how to do. They're violent communists. That's what the left does. But because this is done to, you know, everyone, not just one group, there hasn't been a pushback. But I'm saying that there's a day of reckoning coming, so you better take care of these people that did this to us and the world, or it's going to be much worse. And again, that's not a threat. It's just telling it like it is. You know, you can't lying to us and doing this to us and hurting our kids and abusing us and still expecting us to pay taxes and be peaceful. It's going to be a breaking point. All right, we're going to get going. Thanks for tuning in today. And be bold, be brave, and we all will be free. And take care.